Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Chuck and Chernoff are on the radio. Thanks so much for hanging with us on this Thursday afternoon till 6 o'clock. If you've not checked out 680 Rewind, we know you guys are busy, right? We'd love you to listen every minute of the Locker Room 6 to 10 or every moment of the Buck Ballou Show 10 to 11 or Cellini and Domino or even our show. But we know you got stuff to do. So we give you 680 Rewind 6 to 7, which is more local programming, but just maybe some of the stuff you've missed throughout this the past day or the past couple of days. For instance, some of the interviews we might have had or some of the wacky bits that we give you, all of those could be a part of 680 Rewind. Chuck is back tomorrow. Los is in for him. Carlos Medina, host of the Morning Extra on Extra 106.3 FM. Remember to download your Extra app to listen in all day. The 4 o'clock hour of our show is presented by Entry Point Doors and Windows, Atlanta's local expert for entry doors and windows. They're Atlanta's best for a reason. Go to entrypointatlanta.com for a free estimate. Coming up, Lowe says a reason or several reasons why the Braves, they're just fine. He'll tell you why coming up. But first, we all love the Buck. We all love listening to the Buck. We all love Buck because he's a legend. But can you tell real Buck from AI Buck?
No, we have not messed around with any AI in a while. And so I wanted to bring it back as a, you know, we kind of debuted it here. It's the first time it ever was heard in Atlanta radio. We were the ones that were doing it. And you now have like these voice cloners out there that can make pretty much anyone sound in any way. It's one of the biggest ways you can scam people. But we don't do it. We don't use it for evil. We use it for good. And so I started going through it because I listen to Buck Ballou. When I'm done at 10, I get in the car and I get the Buck Ballou show going home from 10 to 11.
And so
I started pulling audio. And then I got kind of in the lab and started kind of messing around with some stuff. And so I want you to take a listen. You have to decide, was this said on Buck's show? Mm-hmm. As Buck, or is this AI Buck? So everybody play along at home.
All right.
Take a listen. Matt, see if you can determine if this is regular Buck or AI Buck.
I'm on it.
Coming up next, we're going to head on over to Athens to talk Georgia football. But before that, I've been looking into adding a quantum computer to my home. Quantum computing uses specialized technology, including computer hardware and algorithms that take advantage of quantum mechanics. You know, one time I befriended an old widow woman. I ended up stealing all of her inheritance.
Oh. I feel like Buck said too much there.
You think so?
Now, that's a good endorsement for him to get, by the way, the quantum computer.
There's a lot of things out there now that he's endorsing.
Pretty good for Buck. The only reason I'm tipped off to this one, it sounded like he was broadcasting into a tin can, which we are on AM, so maybe I shouldn't be that confident.
No, if you're on the app, it might sound that way. If you're on AM, it sounds perfect.
Right, between the static. So I'm going to say AI Buck.
You are correct.
Yes.
You get the first one. All right.
Pretty good.
Your circle gets the square. All right, take a listen. Here's the next one that, again, is this Buck or AI bug.
Coming up next, we're going shopping so we can talk some Braves baseball. But before that, when was the last time you had your prostate checked? Prostate exam is a digital or finger exam in the rectum to feel the prostate through the rectal wall.
Oh, wow.
They estimate the size of the prostate, and then they feel around for nodules, which are concerning for prostate cancer.
Right.
Did you know Marcell Ozuna is leading the major leagues in homers?
All right, this one might be tricky. And I think you were trying to throw me off, because why would Buck in the middle of a Braves discussion just all of a sudden be talking about getting the rectal exam?
Through the rectal wall.
Right, right. Which are terms that I think everybody wants to hear.
And then they feel around for nodules.
Rectal wall and nodules. Because he was talking Braves, I think that was Buck.
Incorrect. Oh! That was AI Buck.
Bummer.
Yes, bummer on that one. All right, take a listen. Here's our next one. This was, again, there's a lot of different advertisements on that show now.
Right. Well, he's doing well.
Yeah, I was going to say. You
know, advertisers know where the big money's spent.
That's right.
It's Buck Belue Show, 10 to 11 here on The Fan.
Take a listen. Is this regular Buck or AI Buck?
Coming up next, we're heading back out to the quarterback club to talk about Carson Beck and his group of Georgia receivers. But we have a new sponsor on the show. It's Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is a pan Islamist militant organization led by jihadists who self-identify as a vanguard spearheading a global Islamist revolution to unite the Muslim world under a national Islamic caliphate. So there's that. Did you know Carson Beck is 6 foot four?
All right, hold on. First of all, good job getting through the read. There's a lot of stuff there.
There's that.
I don't want to tip you off, Matt, but I think I remember that day.
Do you? And that was, he was about to do a big thing on Carson Beck before.
It's Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda. How did he start that one? It's Al-Qaeda. Right, right. This one's 50-50. I'm going to flip a coin. That feels like AI Buck.
You are correct, sir.
Oh, good.
That was Buck. Again, it's hard to fool Derek.
Right.
Because Derek hears all the Al-Qaeda talk during
the kind of the days run together, but that sounded really familiar.
It's Al-Qaeda.
You know? Does Al-Qaeda, they pay their bills on time when they pay for the endorsement? Or?
Again, it's off-the-air talk.
Gotcha.
All right, take a listen. Here's another one with Buck talking about another topic and then something else he wants to bring up.
Hmm. Coming up next, we will get into last night's Braves game. But first, do you have a hoarding disorder? A hoarding disorder is an ongoing difficulty throwing away or parting with possessions because you believe that you need to save them. You may experience distress at the thought of getting rid of the items. You gradually keep or gather a huge number of items, regardless of their actual value. Hey, Sam Pittman is going to join us later on in this hour. So there's that.
I like the... I like the dismount now from Buck. So there's that. A little PSA right after the tease of the Braves.
You have a hoarding disorder.
Right. Before the Sam Pittman tease. So Buck doing well there. That to me sounds like real Buck.
That is AI Buck.
It's Al-Qaeda. Again, I was confused.
Oh, surprise. All right. Got to think this last one in here, I believe. Take a listen as Buck is breaking down some very complicated matters. Hmm.
Coming up next, Derek Thomas is going to tell us about what's going on in the sports world. But we have a new sponsor on the show. It's Crohn's disease.
Oh, no.
What is Crohn's disease? Crohn's disease is a chronic disease that causes inflammation in your digestive tract. It can affect any part of your digestive tract, which runs from your mouth to your anus.
Oh, no.
You basically have to go to the restroom a lot. Glad they are part of the show.
Okay, he says they like it's a company.
It's Crohn's disease.
Right, you can't, like, Crohn's isn't a company.
Which runs from your mouth
awareness.
To your anus.
Raising awareness.
I know, but he said it was a sponsor. Like,
they're new to the show.
Like, there's Coca-Cola.
I think there's a Crohn's and Colitis Foundation.
That's a fact. He just said, glad to have them on. Thank you
it's
to Crohn's.
It's Crohn's disease.
Right.
Thank you to Al-Qaeda. Thank you to Crohn's.
It's Al-Qaeda.
Okay, I feel like I haven't done a great job at this one. You're not going to trick me this time. That's clearly AI Buck.
That is AI Buck. All right, here's your final one.
Yeah.
Again, Buck explaining something that's very complicated and then wants to get into his sports point.
Coming up next, we're going to head on over to the quarterback club. But before that, have you ever thought about wormholes? Have you ever thought about the physics in that? A wormhole is thought to be essentially a tunnel from one place in space to another.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a massive object in space-time, it basically creates a curvature of the space-time in the nearby region.
Right.
You know Hudson is really dumb.
All right. Up until the last moment.
You were thinking it was kind of Buck?
Well, no. For the last moment, I think it was AI. But
You know Hudson is really dumb.
I think the Hudson thing made me think it was real. That's real Buck.
You're incorrect, sir.
Oh, I thought Buck for sure would
Buck
have done.
Buck would never say that.
Have you ever thought about wormholes?
Will he? Does he do a wormhole thing? Is that?
Have you ever thought about the physics in that?
Okay. I feel like I don't know Buck the way I thought I did. So,
there's that.
I'll be listening to
10 to 11.
So there's that. 10
you gotta
to
brush
11
up
on the Buck Belue show. Or now we know that Buck can take time off if need be.
Through the rectal wall.
We can just fill it with AI Buck if we need to. We're all set up. Everybody can always have Buck waiting for them. First Horizon Bank is doing some great stuff, like helping you and helping folks who are looking for new and gently used baseball and softball equipment. We're doing another one of our softball and baseball drives. It comes to Booker T. Washington High School this Saturday, May 11th, between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. We're donating a bunch of great gear that's collected, Double Play ATL, to give local teams and organizations in need. The 6-4-3 show with Dylan Short will be live. 680 will be on site collecting that new and gently used
the
baseball.
The short, fat Dill?
No. That baseball and softball equipment while the Dill is doing the show. I thought we said no to that. Every person donating will receive a free car wash. Compliments of Tidal Wave Auto Spa, so bring your gently used or new softball or baseball equipment to Booker T. Washington High School this Saturday morning, 9 to 11 May 11th, during the Deal 6-4-3 show. It's all brought to us by First Horizon Bank and Tidal Wave Auto Spa. So Lowe's tells me the Braves are going to be just fine. I had no worries. What was I supposed to be thinking about?
No, I'm not saying that you should be worried, but I've kind of gotten to this point, and this is like Hoyt theory. Because I used to bother him by telling him he's playing a one-game season as a Georgia fan.
Right.
Then he would get frustrated about it. Like, no, we're playing so-and-so. And then we play Auburn. I was like, basically, you play the first game in December, and that's going to determine your season. And typically, it's going to be against Alabama. Then eventually, he just got used to it. It's the same thing with the Braves at this point. Like, you're going to win 100 games. You're going to win 95, 98, yeah, whatever 100 games. You're going to be in the playoffs.
Whether you win 95 or 101, what's the difference?
What's the difference at that point? But all it comes down to, and this is what I had asked for at a minimum, like, give me a hot pitcher, give me a hot pen.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you what that is in May.
Well, you don't know if it's going to be healthy.
Yeah, I just don't know who that might end up being. I think about even, you know, the last several years where, you know, Arizona was the hot team and Atlanta was the hot team 3 years ago. Sometimes, and nobody had a pen that was cooking more than what the Braves were in 2021. That's what I'm hoping for. The rest of this is like enjoyable window dressing. But similar to how Hoyt had a one-game season, right, I think you kind of have – you got like a 2 week season. Yeah. It's October.
But here's what the twist is, right? 2021 was that ravaged, injury ridden team that didn't get over 500 until like August, right? So it was such a frustrating April and May and June and July, and the injuries kept mounting. Then they got hot in August, got a little better, and they weren't great. They were 88 wins. And then we had that 3 week run that we'll never forget. 2022 is just the opposite, where you have to chase down the Mets. And for the first time in a long time, Braves regular season baseball at the end of the season mattered.
Yep.
Do you remember the feeling for that Mets series? How important it was at the moment? We didn't know how the playoffs would work out. But in the moment where the Braves swept the Mets to win the division, send the Mets to the wild card round, and you thought, there's a chance we're going to go repeat because now we get this week off. It didn't happen, but it brought back to what you're saying. It wasn't just, oh, it's a regular season. No, the regular season in that three games felt big. Because the Braves essentially led wire to wire last year, I can't remember, other than maybe we tried to manufacture what the Dodgers series would feel like in L.A. in September. And even that wasn't super intriguing because the Braves had a big enough lead for the home field. I don't know. Maybe I don't want them to have to chase the Phillies down all summer, but it might be a nice twist that you were in a pennant race.
Something a little bit different you can look forward to.
Right? July 3rd, it's a one-game separation or something where you're like, all right, we have to fight a little bit.
And quite honestly, Philadelphia fans should feel exactly the same way you do, which is, if we win it, we win it. If we don't, we won't. We'll see in September and October.
I think they do, but it's funny. I was talking to one of my buddies in Philly yesterday who was wearing a Philly jersey. And he's like, it's the first time we've been in first place since my kids were alive in May. Now, his kids aren't 40, but right. He's got a little kid, but they're not used to being back in this spot. So it's always a reminder of, like, there are not many Braves fans who are bragging on May baseball being in first place. Because
no. Whatever,
we've seen that over and over. The Philly fans, like, it's pretty awesome. It's all relative to what you've experienced, that those regular season games, they want to feel that, like, they matter to them, because winning the division is not the big thing. It's winning the division over the Braves. For Philly, that would matter in a big way.
And again, when the Braves were sitting at 11 games over 500, I also wasn't going like, oh, bottle rockets, mm-hmm. excitement. Yeah. It's amazing. It's, no, just you are playing for a portion of the season from about, oh, I don't know, September 29th on. And that's now all that really matters to you. Because the way this team is built, without not dealing with any injury, we'll see what happens. But they're good enough to win their 95, 100 games, and then it's really about do they have those elements that you need in the postseason to be the hot team.
So let's bring it back to your like comp on Georgia. Here's the nice thing about Georgia this year. Even with the playoff, because you know you have some margin for error, this schedule's awesome.
Yeah.
Like that you get Clemson at MBS to kick off the season. You can't sleep on going to Lexington. They're a top 25 team in early September. You go to Alabama for the first SEC game for Kalen DeBoer in late September, which has already been announced as a night game. You've got at least a potential, like, you can't sleep on Auburn and Mississippi State back-to-back weeks. Then you have the game in Austin on October the 19th. You've got the cocktail party, if that still jazzes you, at Oxford on November the 9th, Tennessee the following week, Georgia Tech, who at least gave you a little bit of a battle last season before the SEC title game. That's as sexy a Georgia schedule as I can remember.
And now that you have an expanded playoff, you're not in the situation where it's the one-game season. It's now, you know what? Hey, you put together a 10-2. All right, you're still getting in.
I think this is going to be one of those years, too, where the Georgia fan travels in a way like they've never traveled before.
Austin's worth it.
Well, Austin's going to be part of it. I think Tuscaloosa will get a bunch of people. And I think the people that save up and travel for the playoff, typically what the playoffs look like where it did one game, they'll travel for a couple. You might get some folks traveling three or four times this year. The Austin thing's bucket list, haven't done it. I want to do it one time. Alabama's always going to be, let me drive over and do that thing. And then you've got some of the bonus that could happen at the end of the year. If only there was a company that could help you.
If only.
Enjoy those games.
If I wanted like a hotel
and maybe
everything else lined out for me.
A Friday night party, a Saturday 4-hour tailgate, tickets optional to the game. I know a place.
Get to meet your friend Los.
Are you coming? Can we get you on a couple of these trips, please?
I want to go on one of these trips.
Are you coming to Austin?
As of right now, I think we're going to stay in San Antonio,
yeah,
but then come out to all the stuff you guys got.
You do know we got an incredible rate on a hotel in Austin.
AtlantaRoadGames.net.
All right. You can go to ATLSportsTrips.com. That one is nearly filled. We keep adding inventory, and it just keeps getting more and more full. Tuscaloosa, we've pivoted. We've got you a hotel in Birmingham.
I agree with.
Well, yeah. It's
nicer.
Well, it's not just nicer. What they're charging at Tuscaloosa is insulting. Like, it really is.
And your minimums are silly.
The gouging is stupid.
Yeah.
And I hate it. So we've pivoted. What we're going to do is we're doing the Hyatt Regency in Birmingham. We're going to grab one of these beautiful motor coaches and give you the 45-minute ride over the tailgate to the game that night and then back afterwards. So you can book any or all of that, or just tailgates, Friday night parties, the full shebang, all of it, ATLSportsTrips.com. That's ATLSportsTrips.com. All right, coming up next, I think Georgia fans would agree. This Carson Beck bet makes a lot of sense. I'll share it with you next.
Sounds exactly like it.
Who is that? Train? Who is that? Los and Train together. Chuck and Chernoff on the Fan. Chuck on a vacay back tomorrow. Front office Los. You can hear Carlos Mornings on Extra 106.3 sitting in. You can download the Extra app. Listen in all day.
Matt makes it political.
They're right down the hall.
Wow.
Right down the hall, you can hear them in the morning all the way to the Kimmer in the afternoon, Semper Fi. You and the Kimmer don't get along.
No, we do get along.
Well, it seems like a lot of beef. Do you guys not notice that?
Actually, he doesn't even refer to me by my name.
What does he refer to you as?
So he calls Scott Rhino, he's like the Rhino.
Right.
Then he calls the Tug the Tug.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just says, and then the smart one.
Hmm. Which I guess that's something.
I don't know.
Call the freaking FBI.
Yeah, Semper Fi.
By the way,
yeah,
I'm really, and I've been working on this for a little bit.
Okay,
I can't get AI to do a picture with you and your new wife, Britney Spears.
Oh,
like,
no?
I'm trying.
That would be. Could you?
I'm working on it.
I would frame that. I would frame that. Would go over the mantle if you could figure that one out. Our 4 o'clock hour is presented by Entry Point Doors and Windows, Atlanta's local expert for entry doors and windows. They're Atlanta's best for a reason. Go to entrypointatlanta.com for a free estimate. We're going to take you right up till 6 o'clock. Fan Rewind. We'll carry you 6 to 7. It's more local radio, but it's some of the stuff maybe you've missed in your busy schedule. For instance, you're going to get a chance to hear K-Mac, the Frozen Rope, talking all things Braves with the locker room from this morning. Plus, apparently things got sort of ugly on the locker room with a big debate over NIL, which just went on and on. They were at each other's throats.
It did not bother me.
I guess it did, though. You'll hear that.
Left it alone.
Yeah. You'll hear that during the fan rewind. And then if you've never heard our crossover with Nick and Chris during the Chiellini and Domino show, it's basically 30 minutes of nonsense. It's our favorite thing to do, though. You'll hear some of that. Plus Booger McFarland joined Chiellini and Domino. All that and more, 6 to 7 tonight during Fan Rewind. Coming up in 5 minutes, the most unintentionally entertaining thing that you will read today, it's all about your neighbors.
So you get the PR bump in the neighborhood.
We'll talk about that coming up. But first, I mentioned something a day or two ago in passing, and I talked about this on my podcast as well, that very quietly Carson Beck has become the betting favorite to go number one in the draft. Not sure what it means, other than it's something else to gamble on. But initially, Shedeur Sanders was the betting favorite. As of now, though, Beck has passed him. Is that because Shedeur had a weird tweet where he talked about a player who was asked to enter the portal and called him mid at best, didn't remember him? Maybe. Is that because he put out a bad song? I don't know. Or it could be the fact that Carson Beck might be the top player in the college football draft or the NFL draft a year from now. Now, let me give you a couple of numbers. So Beck right now is plus 300. Shedeur Sanders dropped to plus 450. Texas quarterback Quinn Ewers is next. His odds are at plus 1,400. Miami quarterback Cam Ward is plus 1,700. And Penn State quarterback Drew Aller is plus 1,900. So you start looking at the bio for Beck, and you're like, well, why would he be the number one pick? Well, you got the size at 6'4", 220, and I think he's still going to continue to fill out. His arm is big enough. His mobility is better than we thought. Plus, if you look at where he was, and he's only started 1 year, from day one a year ago to where he was at the end of the year, he's gotten better at essentially everything from pocket presence to accuracy, ball placement, which was really impressive as the season went along. His mechanics, all the things that came along with him playing more just got better. And Los, after another full year of that, I have no reason to believe it won't get even better. And here's the other part. You and I have talked about this before. It's not fair to ding a quarterback who's got a lot of talent around him, right? Michael Penix Jr. had two NFL receivers, including a top 10 pick in Roma Dunze.
And the best line in all of college football.
Doesn't hurt. Yeah. It's not Michael's fault, but that's what he had. Carson Beck didn't have a great wide receiver a year ago. In fact, his top two receiving targets, if I take wide receiver off of it, we know Brock Bowers was in and out of the lineup injured for a good chunk of the year. Ladd McConkey dealt with back issues throughout the year, so there were a lot of chunks of the season where Carson Beck was spreading the ball around to Marcus Roseme, Jack Saint, Dylan Bell, the transfers in Dom Lovett and Ra-Ra Thomas. It might have been, Oscar Delp, might have been the backside of the backfield. He didn't have Malik Nabers, Marvin Harrison, Roma Dunze. So him being the odds-on favorite to be the top pick doesn't surprise me at all.
No, and the throwing arm is special. That's the what jumps off the page and where I think is going to be the reason why when you hear people at an NFL evaluators talking about what he does and obviously processing the information and getting the ball out and getting into places where his receivers can work, but he's got a fastball that not a whole lot of guys got. Like it is, if you want to talk about how special Penix's arm is, that's his level. I mean, it's a special arm that he's got.
I think what impresses me more, though, is like I said, you look at the ball placement as things went along a year ago. Now, it was odd that he had stretches in the SEC championship game that just didn't look like Carson, where I would say after the first drive, remember, they went right down the field.
Yep.
Then it was, and you give Bama credit for this, then it was between that and about the middle of the third, you're like, they just can't establish anything. And then they tried to make the comeback, and they got close enough. But it's not, again, enough to ding him for that, because he's not only going to get the 12-game regular season, but because of the playoff, you might get 15 games, maybe more of data on Carson Beck to add to what the resume he's already put together.
One of the things that I'm a big fan of is whenever I try and put together the NFL draft guide and do the evaluations is watch the player against the best talent. So if that means it's a Michigan player, I want to see him playing against Ohio State. If it's a Georgia player, I want to see him playing against Alabama. He's going to have the opportunity to put on tape of him playing the best teams in the country. He's going to have tape against Texas and Ole Miss and Alabama and then playoffs and everything else.
So you're right, though, that spotlight games.
Yes.
Right? The Bama game is already a 7:30 kickoff, so that's prime time, everybody watching. The Texas game, whether it's 3:30 or 7:30, is going to have the world watching that one, too. And that if things go the way we all assume, that would mean another SEC championship game opportunity. The playoff opportunities after that, yeah, he's going to get all those chances to show on the big stage what that looks like. All right, I want to remind you what's coming this summer. Live Nation Concert Week is back. Live Nation Concert Week, if you don't know, your chance to purchase tickets to the summer's hottest shows for just $25 each, all in. We're talking about $25 per ticket to catch Live Nation Concert Week, which will happen today and tomorrow, and then it'll be gone. It features 120 local shows at local amphitheaters, clubs, arenas. You're talking about some of the best shows you can ever find. All in tickets, just $25. You can purchase yours at livenation.com/concertweek. I've got a pair for caller 8 at 404-231-1680. Again, if you don't win them, you can buy them. livenation.com/concertweek.
This is a Chuck and Chernoff special report. If you don't listen to this, you could get an STD. A bad one.
We shared this herpes.
Still not sure what a good one is, but that's fine. We've done this a time or two, and it's been a long time since we've done it. I always say the most comedic thing you can read on the internet happens in your own neighborhood. Anybody's a homeowner is on their neighborhood homeowner Facebook page. Like, you think Twitter's angry after a football game. You think Facebook's mad after a Braves game. You ain't seen anything till you seen the neighborhood Facebook page, which just became the place for the angry neighbor to complain about anything and everything to get it off their chest. So what we wanted to do is read just these are real Facebook posts on the homeowner's page in my neighborhood, Los's neighborhood. And I guarantee y'all can relate to this because they're on your neighborhood too. And you know the same three or four people who are guilty of posting 90% of the time. And I'm not going to give you names because I was told I would get in trouble if I did that.
Can I give you a bonus?
Bonus.
I decided to go with our place over in Florida because it's distinctly an older crowd. And they do not suffer fools on the Facebook page.
No, that's where they're going to go. They're going to get it. It used to be they would just yell at the, you know, the community meeting. Now it's
right
on Facebook. Here is one from a couple of days ago. Somebody wrote, just a friendly reminder, just because our backyards are not fenced in does not, in all caps, mean we are the common area for the whole neighborhood. Please don't spit your gross tobacco pouches on my backyard for my dog to eat. And for your kids then to run around screaming for hours without supervision and have your dogs take a dump without cleaning it up. Just have some common courtesy, some common sense.
What's her name?
I'm not doing it. I was told do not mention names. Here's another one. I don't know why somebody decided to write, we just found an injured woodpecker. We think its wing is broken. Does anybody know where we can take it? Anybody have a cage we can borrow? What did we do in the 80s and 90s before you could reach out to somebody in the neighborhood if I found the dead or injured woodpecker?
Telephone game.
You'd figure something out, right?
Right.
Feed it to the dog.
Or feed it to the dog.
Probably not. Here's another, Los. Somebody wrote, okay, that was loud. Glad the kids next door weren't outside. Scared the crap out of me. Why do you feel the need to post that?
Okay, big weather when that happens.
Big weather. Gotta watch out for big weather.
When big weather comes through. Like, my in-laws' neighborhood, they got hit by those tornadoes through Alabama, and like, seven homes had their roofs, like, ripped off. Okay, legitimate time to get on the Facebook page and see what you can organize. When it's, did anyone hear that giant clap of thunder?
Okay.
Because that's the one that shows up on the page for my neighborhood. I'm like, it's thunder, man. Like, yeah, it's a big one.
By the way, I live two doors down. Yes, I heard the thunder. Here's one. 8:10 a.m. You know when it's a timestamp they're mad. 8:10 a.m. Backfield entrance to the soccer fields. Really hate to report this. I really do. But again, the same unleashed German Shepherd. Luckily, no interaction. And thanks to the tall grass and my Chihuahua at ground level, it did not spot us. 8:30 a.m. They weren't done.
There's so many.
Red Trail, second encounter with huge unleashed German Shepherd. This time, it started charging my Chihuahua. Adrenaline kicked in. The person wrote, I hulked loudly, and it nicely backed away. I recited a beautiful little poem to the owner. Next time it won't be pretty. One response underneath that post was, if someone's unleashed dog charges at me, I'm curb stomping the dog in the face.
Oh.
I live with these people in this neighborhood.
That's
the reaction of I'm curb stomping the dog if the dog, as if it's the dog's fault that it's not on the leash. The dog looked at the owner and went, not wearing it today.
Can I tell you one that we had? It's short and sweet. Look what I pulled out of the Windmark North Pool this morning. It was an alligator. Now, it wasn't significantly big, but it was like about a good 2 feet.
We don't have signage up that we don't mess with the gators?
Apparently, these things climb the fence and go hop in the pool.
Oh, my goodness. There should be some liability involved.
How about this one for you? Unfortunately, we've had a lot of rocks thrown in the pool and out in the grassy lawn at our pool sometime after 3 p.m. A lot of work and expense has gone into beautifying our pool area. I honestly don't feel like this is homeowners doing this vandalism. It's a shame and so disappointing. Can we readjust the cameras?
Oh, God. You know what? Call the HOA. Do something.
Who would throw rocks in a pool? Like, is it where? How are they getting you?
I don't know.
I don't know. Just think, like, maybe some kids messing around.
But this is a bougie enough neighborhood. You got some cameras.
Yeah,
eyeing stuff.
That's what they're asking for.
Okay. Give me another one.
Let's see. I just received a call from PC. Napoleon is on vacation with her family at their home there. They thought he was an abandoned cat because the air tag had fallen off, so they took him home. This morning, she was on her way to Port St. Joe to return him to us, but the horrible accident on 98 is delaying this homecoming. So apparently there was a cat, and somebody thought the cat was a stray, and then every single home group was like, no, that's Napoleon, and he wanders around. You can't just take him.
My favorite is when these do turn into fights with people responding, and these are neighbors, and they forget, oh, I live down the street from you, but on Facebook, I can argue and not feel like there's real people there. Here's one. To the white crossover vehicle that started taking pictures of me and my truck and wouldn't even have the courtesy to put their window down, I'm sorry. But in the time it took for you to take that picture, you could have driven right around me and been home. I try to do my work at night so it doesn't mess people up. I'm terribly sorry for the huge inconvenience. Exclamation point.
How about this one for the neighborhood page? Does anyone know why Bruno's Pizza has been closed the past couple of days?
Call Bruno's. Ask him. I don't know.
Why don't you just go walk over to Bruno's? It's in the neighborhood.
Here's one. If your son is out on a dirt bike throughout the neighborhood, take it away. He's doing donuts in between intersections, reckless driving in streets, almost hit oncoming traffic, doing wheelies. He's driving in the grass in the mulched areas. What a tattletale. I'm just some little kid on a dirt bike.
You know, every now and then the page is used for good.
Mm-hmm. What is the good?
But I prefer the bad. So I prefer this.
So here's one. To the woman driving the gray minivan.
It's always a woman driving a gray minivan.
Heading towards the back entrance this morning around 7 a.m., you almost hit my husband head-on driving the wrong side of the road, trying to pass someone. By the way, my one-year-old was in the car. Slow down! As if the person's going to write, I'm sorry, that was me. I apologize. I shouldn't have done it.
So we have a family that lives at the end of the cul-de-sac, and they're from the Ukraine. And so they respect all of our rules and laws. At one point, I just moved over a little bit into the middle of the road to turn into my house because it's just that's how you got to kind of go into it in order to hit the garage the right way. And the woman in the gray van basically decided to use that as the opportunity to yank the car over to the right side of the road and gun it past my car.
That's right. That's how you do it.
And that was the moment where I went, I should tell somebody about this on the Facebook page, and decided, nope. No, I'm not. I'm just going to, whenever I see them, I'm just going to give them dirty looks.
Well, that's the better way. That's the old school way of doing it.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever posted on there. Like, yeah. I've never been, and I probably have been upset at something. I don't know.
Like, but if your kid ever gets off the bus and it's raining, I'm going to let that little thing just walk without the umbrella.
Ooh, look at you.
That's right. That's a backhanded way I'm getting back at it.
What a bad neighbor.
That's right.
So there you go.
I could have like 8 kids pile in the car, keep them all dry, but not your kid.
Like, it's the kid's fault. The innocent kid is going to have to deal with it.
Sometimes you got to pay for mommy's problems.
There you go. There's our Facebook page update. I'm sure in your neighborhood you've got plenty of people complaining as well. All right, coming up, enjoy your remaining years with Kirby Smart. Because Los doesn't think there's too many left.
Car accident?
Why don't he's dying?
I didn't know he's with dead.
I saw him playing golf yesterday. He looked great.
When did he die?
He didn't die. Los says he's leaving.
It's a car accident?
The question is when. Find out next. Chuck and Chernoff in studio today at our Dickey Broadcasting headquarters with you until 6 o'clock and then the 680 Rewind, giving you some of the best moments of the last couple of days of The Fan. Tomorrow, we're out and about, and you can join us out and about. Chuck and Chernoff tomorrow as we broadcast live from the best dive bar in Atlanta, Mr. C's Bar and Grill on Howe Mill Road, all courtesy of Firemaker Brewing Company. It's a Friday. You want to get out of work. Let it be at Mr. C's, Howe Mill. Right there, courtesy of Firemaker Brewing Company. Stop by and enjoy some ice-cold Firemaker Calamity Jane, the beer of golf, and a proud partner of the Georgia PGA. The broadcast and the weekend kicks off at 2 o'clock tomorrow, live at Mr. C's Bar and Grill with Firemaker Brewing Company. Los is in for the king. You can hear Carlos Mornings on Extra 106.3 by downloading the Extra app and listening in all day. Chuck back tomorrow. You out there in Radioland, you're here today. Tomorrow, we hope you make it a habit. We hope Kirby Smart's not going anywhere anytime soon, although Los thinks the clock is ticking on Kirby's future in Athens.
I think the very nature of college football is that you're pretty much a human who's burning the candle at both ends all the time. And to hear a guy like even like Nick Saban as he hit his retirement, he just talked about, I can't do the things that I want to do at the level I want to do them anymore. And it just, the game eventually got to him. And I think about almost 3 years ago when Kirby Smart brought up Matt Luke, really accomplished offensive line coach and had been a head coach in the SEC. And Matt Luke decided I wanted to take some time away so I could be with the family, kind of recharge.
Right.
And I'm going to leave college football for a while. Now, he's back at Clemson. He joined them as their offensive line coach and will be doing that work this season. But he checked out in 2021. He's now back in 2024. It took 3 years. I think that when you look at what's going on in college football with just the nature of just obviously name, image, and likeness money and everything that's going on, it's thrown in so many different dynamics you now have to manage. Mm-hmm. I think that if you told me that this coach has the ability to burn that candle at both ends for 10 years, maybe it's 6 or 7 now. Mm-hmm. And so I think about it, you've already had an awesome run since 2016, 2017 with Kirby Smart. I just wonder when he talks about you're going to run good coaches out of college football because of what we're being asked to do, I just wonder when he gets to that burn point.
You know, Hoyt got mad at me when I would do this.
I'm just saying, it's become more and more like the contract last week.
But what you said is 100% accurate. There's so much more that you have to manage than ever before. And it's not just the time. This has got to be frustrating. This has got to be frustrating that in the old days when I could, you know, slip a bag under the table, I could get away with that. Now I'm trying to sell you on not only why you need to come here, but how much I'm going to pay you, because kids are flat asking how much.
Right.
So that frustration is on top of the time, the energy. Now I have to re-recruit you a year later and make sure the NIL dollars are going to be there in your sophomore year and your junior year. That's why Hoyt used to get mad when I'd say, this is not a 15-year guy. And it's not anything he's doing. It's the world around him, all the success he's having, and all the money he's made.
And I think that when you look at the contract, because they gave him the new 10-year deal. Remember, we're adding a couple of years on. Basically, here's a new 10-year deal, and you are now the highest-paid coach in college football. Because that gets away and gets rid of at least one reason. Because if you're telling me I have to manage all of this stuff, and I'm doing it at this high level, then I should be the highest paid. And if it was ever going to cause any kind of contention, you've now removed it. You can never say, as Kirby Smart, as of now and moving forward, for everything that I do and everything I have to manage, I am the highest paid person at my position in all of my sport.
It's crazy to think he's already been there 8 years.
Yeah.
Like, after this year, and let's say he's almost going to be a 10-year guy.
Imagine had we said we were going to get 10 years right. or 12 years.
I still think the NFL is going to be intriguing to him.
I think so, too.
It's such a pull for everybody, and they go, no, I'm not an NFL guy, whatever that means. I don't think that's a thing anymore. You're a coach, but the NFL offers you a far more, let's say, advantageous schedule, like your time off, your inability to have to be on the road recruiting, not dealing with NIL, and he's making 13. You know, I keep coming back to Dallas on this.
Yeah.
What would Dallas pay Kirby Smart?
15.
Right.
Yeah.
So pay you more.
Whatever the number had to be.
Do less. See if you can cut it in the NFL, because it's always the thing. It's all in the back of their mind. Saban tried it. It didn't work. Dennis Erickson tried it. Was okay. Jimmy Johnson did it. It worked. Steve Spurrier tried. It didn't.
Pete Carroll has done it.
They're all intrigued by it.
Harbaugh has been successful at it.
So why would Kirby be different? Because he went to Georgia and he's back at Georgia. He's not leaving Georgia to go anywhere else in college.
No.
But the NFL, under the right circumstance, he's got to wonder.
The thing you kept hearing about, and this was 3 years ago when his name was being thrown around. This was after just one national championship, but it was, this guy changes the dynamic of your program, that he installs, in this case, a culture. Mm-hmm. And sometimes in the NFL, it's, can you create the right culture? Not just X's and O's. That's obviously going to be a factor on Sunday. But what happens Monday through Saturday to create that culture? And that's the allure. And so I'm just enjoying, like, I'm going to enjoy so much of the season. And I'm going to enjoy, hopefully, the next several seasons. But every single one of them at this point, with the nature of how college football is a gift.
Add to it the extension of the season now with the playoff.
Yep.
It's even more games. It's even more energy. It's all of it. It's not what anybody's rooting for. It's just the reality.
It's a different level of commitment for a sport that I've already asked you for a full-time, 24 hours a day, 7-day-a-week commitment.
All right, that's important, and that's a big deal. It's not as important as our top story. A UK survey found that couples who sleep naked together are more likely to be happy with their relationship than couples who sleep clothed. That's your top story. I want to meet these people. Anybody in our audience listening, you sleep naked with your partner, because I don't think this is a real thing. I don't think, first of all, I'd love to be as comfortable as somebody who can just be naked the way I look. But there's, like, listen, you have kids, you got a cat, You got a dog. There are a lot of potential hazards with being naked and things just, you know, out of kimbo sitting out there. So I don't think this is real. This study sounds like something maybe it happens in some foreign land where we've slept naked since 1988. No.
No, this is for the dual income, no kid folks.
The dinks?
Yes. This is for the dinks because there ain't no way with a 13-year-old and a 9-year-old in the house I'd ever sleep naked because one or the other just randomly shows up in our room.
You think they care about knocking?
No, not at all.
You think they care if the door's locked? They'll jimmy it open.
They just jump into bed, especially if we get any kind of, you know, thunderstorm in the area. Oh, one of them is going to find their way into our room.
And then they're like, Daddy, what's that?
Why are you so naked?
Right. Again, nobody needs it. Now, the other thing is, see, they'll walk in on you. But God forbid I don't, you know, knock on the door of my 13-year-old daughter.
Dad!
It's one of those, right? I'm like, I'm sorry! I didn't realize. I do it by accident. They do it on purpose.
Right. So, they don't care. I don't have any privacy.
I told you this, too. There are maybe 7 people in the entire world who should be naked. And I mean outside of the shower. Listen, you got to be in there, whatever. But anywhere else in your home, if you're naked, there are 7 people in the entire world that should probably be able to pull it off.
You think you should shower like a never nude?
I would wear a bathing suit and a shirt if I could.
Just have a little extra something just to cover you up?
Told you. I'm gonna go down the Ozempic road like Hoyt and just... given whatever side effect it leads to. Like, he's got 4 ears now. He's got a tail.
Well, he's got a gastric bypass surgery coming.
He claims he's 188 pounds.
Well, good for him. I mean, it does work.
I'm sure it does, but it also was not meant for this originally.
No, it was not designed for this. But every now and then, there's a product that kind of rolls around, and you go, oh, look, off-label usage.
Well, I read the other day, too, and I don't know why I read this, but there's some new competitor to Ozempic that is apparently more effective and also more expensive, which sounds shocking because Ozempic is expensive as it is, that this other product, I don't remember the name of the product, is, I think Ozempic's like $1,000 a month or
that's
something.
That's what I hear, is about $1,000 a month.
So I heard this other product is more, but it's more effective. So if you want $1,500, you'll get more effective and you'll lose the weight. Now, when you stop taking it, my guess is it's going to come right back on, but I don't have proof of that.
Let's see. Ozempic side effects. Gallstones. What's the big deal?
All right. Gallstones. What else?
Abdominal pain.
Okay.
Burping. Yeah. Diarrhea, constipation.
I mean,
nausea, whatever.
You promised me 30 pounds. You
never know.
I deal with some of the burping and the constipation.
Blurred vision.
Well, I already have that.
Yeah, you're right. Kidney damage.
Well, I might have that.
Pancreatitis.
Don't have that.
Bloating. Isn't that what we're supposed to get rid of? Not the whole goal.
It feels like it's not living up to what it's supposed to. Have we heard any pushback from people? Is that anybody getting sick or anybody just say it didn't work? Like, I have not paid enough attention. We need a research.
I know. The only person we know who's using it is sending us text messages to tell us how good it's working.
Yeah. Well, good for him. All right, coming up, the Big Bear and the Hammer share this in common.
They are spider assassins.
Forgot the context of it, but
it doesn't matter. Plus, these 4 baby birds, they're going to have to grow up very quickly for the Falcons to be successful. It's an idiotic show. We'll talk about it next.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing?
Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.